peace and welcome to the Friday Facebook Mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty. This is Nick Scherfield, and we're answering your questions submitted via Facebook. We start with our good pal, Ryan Taylor. He wants to know, what's the likelihood that Glover Quinn is going to stick around? Thanks for the question. Great question, and it's really one of the top free agent questions, if not the top free agent question for the Texans. Depends on what the market bears for Glover Quinn. If there's a fantastic offer out there from somebody else that the Texans just can't match, then Glover is probably going to say goodbye. If it's a competitive offer, he'll probably be here. I think he probably wants to stay here. He likes his teammates, likes the system, wants to win championships. But this is a big deal for Glover, and he's got some tough decisions to make.
Yeah, a lot of people were wondering if Glover Quinn was going to be franchised this Monday when the league deadline was to do so by 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time. A lot of people were wondering, why didn't the Texans franchise him, and does that mean they don't want him around anymore? They're not that serious about keeping him around. No, it doesn't mean any of that. Of course, they want him. They've said he's a priority for them. He's a leader on the team in the secondary. He's a very good player for them who gives them a lot of flexibility, versatility, because he's played corner. He's now playing safety, of course, but he can still go into the slot and cover very well. A very physical guy who leads by example. So they want to bring him back. He wants to be back in Houston. He said that after the season. In the Texans locker room, he said, I love the organization, I love the fans, I love my teammates, I love the city. And you got to keep in mind as well, he's recently married a few years ago. He's got a couple young kids. That could play into it as well. You know, maybe he wants to stay here where his kids were born. Who knows? You know, ultimately, yeah, if he gets a huge offer somewhere else, then that very well may be tempting for him to go. But got to think the likelihood is pretty good that he stays here because the Texans want him back. He wants to be here, and I think you're going to see it probably end up happening, but you never know.
All right, next one from Kevin Moten. He has this. Can we expect any significant signing during the free agent period before the draft? Depends on what your definition of significant is. I don't think you're going to see the Texans go out and make one of those splashy first hour, first day signings that get a lot of headlines and get a lot of attention. You don't typically see teams that do those do very well the next year. You can go back to the Redskins with Albert Haynesworth. You can go back to the Bills last year with Mario Williams. For the most part, those type of splashy free agent signings take up a lot of dollars and don't turn out the best. Now, there was a different situation a couple years back, 2011, when there was that small window right before training camp after the lockout, and then the Texans went out, made a big splash, and got Danielle Manning, got Jonathan Joseph, safety in the corner, and they did some nice things. But no, to answer your question shortly, I don't see that happening. I don't see a big, splashy free agent signing.
Yeah, probably not. You know, there's probably not a lot of money there for that to happen. Various reports on the Texans' salary cap situation, you know, the team doesn't release that, but they're probably around $7.5 million under the $123 million cap. They've got to re-sign or try to re-sign guys like Glover Quinn, guys like Connor Barwin, Bryce McCain, James Casey, maybe Sean Cody, Tim Dobbins, you know, Donnie Jones, their punter. You're not going to have a lot of room for a big-name, significant free agent from another team, unless you release some big-time guys as well. But you might have to release some guys anyway just to re-sign some of your other guys. So I don't think so, and it's not Rick Smith's MO. You know, he has always said time and again his philosophy is to build through the draft, supplement through free agency, you know, very selectively. They were selective. They did that with Jonathan Joseph and Daniel Manning a couple years ago, making a big splash. They signed Antonio Smith to a pretty big deal back in 2009. Those guys have all either made the Pro Bowl or played close to a Pro Bowl level. So they're very selective in the free agents they get. They tend to like guys who are on the rise in their careers, you know, not older guys. That limits the scope of a lot of what's available. So I would say probably not. You're probably going to see them try and focus on re-signing their guys, you know, when free agency begins March 12th or before then, as opposed to signing big-name guys from other teams before the draft.
Kevin Sampson comes at us with this one. Are we going to see the Texans address the secondary more so in the draft or free agency? Also, rumor has it that Mike Brazel is going to be released by the Raiders coming off an injury. Could we sign him back for cheap? Well, for the first part of that question, I think the Texans, if they're going to address the secondary, I would guess you'll see a combo of the two, free agency and the draft. Rick Smith has never made it a secret. He plans on drafting a cornerback every single year. Did not do so last year, but that was probably an anomaly. You'd probably see the Texans. It wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility for that to happen again. So I would think you'll definitely see it in the draft. You'll probably see some lower-tier free agents brought in, perhaps. It all depends and goes back to Glover Quinn's situation. And then as far as Mike Brazel goes, he's under contract with the Raiders, so we you know, we really don't have much to say about that. But I will tell you, the scouting and the personnel department for every team, including the Texans, has a value placed on every player in the league and scouts every player in the league, so they're very familiar with Brizell and the rest of the players on the Raiders and any team for that matter.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of changes in Oakland after they signed Mike Brizell. Obviously, they signed him last year as an unrestricted free agent away from the Texans. He had started off and on for the Texans, you know, with some injuries in the mix, basically since 2007, 2008. And it was a loss for them, you know, not to have him as their starting right guard, but he got a bigger money deal than the Texans probably realistically could have afforded. But, you know, the staff that was over there when they signed Brizell, their offensive coordinator was Greg Knapp, the former Texans quarterbacks coach. Their offensive line coach was Frank Pollock, the Texans' assistant O-line coach who got hired by Oakland. Both of those guys were let go by the Raiders after the season, so maybe Brizell's status, you know, not as secure there. Who knows? Like you said, he's on another team still with them. But if he does become available, I'm sure it'd be, you know, something the Texans would look at, just like they look at any other player, especially since Brizell has familiarity with the team, with the players on the team, with the coaches and all of that. And then as far as the secondary goes, you know, the main focus, like we said, is going to be re-signing Glover Quinn, probably re-signing Bryce McCain, their slot corner, who played at a very high level a couple years ago, played pretty well again this year. Guy's got a lot of speed and quickness on the slot to cover receivers in a very difficult position. So I think the main focus will be re-signing those guys. But I do think you'll see him probably draft a safety at some point, you know, just because the depth is a question mark right now. If they re-sign Glover Quinn, it's still a question behind Quinn and Daniel Manning. Some unproven guys back there, some younger guys. Get a draft pick safety to compete with them. And last year was the only year under Rick Smith the Texans have not drafted a cornerback. He says that a lot of years they've drafted two, and he says you can never have enough of them. So wouldn't be a shock to see him draft a corner late. Wouldn't be a surprise to see him draft a safety early.
All right, and the final question from Lee Davis. Will the Texans draft another right tackle or move Brandon Brooks over to push or start? It's very interesting. It's not out of the realm of possibility, actually. Brandon Brooks does have a little bit of experience at the tackle position, but I don't think the Texans are going to slide him out there. I think right guard is probably going to be his spot. He's going to compete with Ben Jones and all that. Derek Newton has been the guy playing right tackle, but like we just mentioned before with the other positions, I think the Texans are going to draft an offensive lineman at some point. Depends on how high, but there will certainly be more competition on the offensive line.
Yeah, the Texans have said, Gary Kubiak has said, and maybe some of the other coaches too, that Brandon Brooks does have that capability to play outside as a tackle. Obviously, he's a massive guy, and you know, right there he has the frame to potentially do it, but they do like how he progressed as a guard towards the end of his rookie season, and by the playoffs, he was pretty much in a 50-50 split for reps with Ben Jones, who, of course, was a starter at right guard for most of the year. But you got to remember, they drafted Ben Jones as a center and a guy they could eventually groom to take over for Chris Myers down the line. I think Ben Jones is even a little bit surprised he ended up playing guard last year. He hadn't done it, I don't think, since high school. So, you know, Brandon Brooks, ideally, you know, he has such ability, you know, such a high ceiling that if he could develop into your starting right guard off the get-go, then one, that means he's playing really well and that's good for you, but also it means he's beating out Ben Jones, who did a very good job last year. So I think those guys will compete at the very least in training camp. You'll see Brandon Brooks probably stay at right guard, and I do think they'll probably bring in a tackle in the draft, and I think it could be even as high as the first round. It depends who's there. Yeah. They'd have to really love a guy, but you know, wouldn't surprise me whatsoever to see them draft an offensive tackle in round one, get a guy to compete with Derek Newton, push him for that starting job, possibly take that starting job, but they also have high expectations for Newton. So I think the draft's certainly a possibility for a tackle, and Brandon Brooks probably going to stay at right guard.
Nick, my admiration and my respect for you only grows because you're dealing with a severe throat issue. You might have noticed he doesn't sound like the normal Nick Scherfield, so I just want to finish this Friday Facebook mailbag by asking you, the viewer, the gentle viewer that we love at home or on your mobile app, just start clapping for Nick Scherfield because he soldiered through this.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.